People that are really sensitive, I get about 2 or 3 days before the moon and after, I really feel the effects of it. And so it's in Libra. And so that's all about, I think it's at 11:48 p.m. on the 28th. And so that's all about completion, shining a light on it. A lot of relationship issues will come into light to bring balance back again. Fairness, social justice are things to watch for. And it's also linked to law. And so a lot of legal issues, new legal programs will pop up, precedences. And so, you know, you're going to see a lot of perfect timing, you know, for a lot of these events that we're looking at. I also wanted to talk about the levels that are affecting what's happening right now. And I want to take it from the top level down to the lowest level. So there's just something recently, I think it's called Confessions of a Area 51 Soldier or something like that. It's a really good show to listen to. It kind of covers the dark side of things. It doesn't really get into the higher dimensional ones, but I think it's Elena Danon did that interview, and the guy's name is Stephen Chow. And if you can search on those and get a hold of that and watch it, they have some really good information. It totally validates a lot of the experiences I've been writing about since like 1980. So the same beings and everything. It's amazing. It talks about Dr. Jenkins and his work and the different beings, and talks about the Maitreyas and the Sakaars and the reptilians and grays and tall grays and little grays and all the agreements, you know, that happened, which are now out the window. So I'm going to cover that in this. But anyway, unfortunately, right after the day after this interview aired, Stephen Chow died. So that seems to be par for the course when you finally spill the beans and all this stuff. The tall grays pretty much came after him and took him out. And we've been having that happen quite a bit here. We've been having a lot of interdimensional warfare going on, which I want to talk about. So because a lot of the other things aren't covered, I want to cover that. There's a lot of help coming in. There's the old contracts are gone. And so this legal program we're going to go through, a whole new legal precedent, you might say, is multidimensional. And we're going through that shift right now. And it's a good time to break all contracts, anything done in air, any agreements with the lower level beings. And there are a lot of people out there in air that are working with these beings that don't even know they're working with them. And so it's hard to categorize all these, but I'll do the best I can. But anyway, on the highest levels, what we have, you know, we have the source. Everybody has a different name for the source, and we'll just call it the source, you know, God, creator, great spirit. And what's affecting the earth right now is we have on some of the highest levels, we have God beings that are helping in this planetary liberation. And they're beings that people never even heard about, like the Laka, and some are 11th, 13th dimensional beings are working with this. The ones that people know about are the Anunnaki, and there's a split in the Anunnaki. So there's benevolent Anunnaki. They're just beautiful beings. They continue to evolve, very advanced beings. And then there's the fallen Anunnaki, and those are being cleaned up by the benevolent one. That's their karma. So in ancient times, Marduk made a pact with the reptilians, and we're still in that agreement, and that's being cleaned up as we speak. Those old agreements are being cleared up. And so you've got those, and they're in the sixth and seventh dimension. And you've got a lot of, on down, you have the feline beings that were the protectors of the gods. And those were the, they would protect the gods. And when the gods fell, which were the ancient Lyrians, which were otherwise known as the Anunnaki, those who came from heaven to earth, they came from ancient Lyra. And I'm going to jump around a little bit because I have to tie this together. So The real history of humanity goes back to ancient Lyra. They're the root race that we know about. And from there, they went to the Orion system, the Pleiadian system, and the Hades system, created colonies there. And from there, they went to Earth, Mars, and Maldek, or Melona. And Maldek or Melona blew up, and it's part of the asteroid belt now. So that's the most ancient history. Now, in Earth history, these colonies were coming here, and there were outposts and colonies on the Earth before the dinosaurs. So they've been coming and going for a very, very long time. They're here during the dinosaurs. There's footprints where they've smashed trilobites with boot prints and things like that. They're finding human footprints right alongside the dinosaurs. So they've been here a real long time. And so that's one group. They're pre-flood, they're way before that. Some of them are, I think some of them are like 200 and something, 260,000 minimum years. Some were here 450,000 years ago. But those are the first ones. And they were what people call the cone heads. They have the longer the head, the different parietal bone and everything else. And that group is a really interesting group. But there are some that are just so beautiful, so loving, so powerful. They're really awesome beings to connect with. And then, as I said before, you've got the fallen Anunnaki. So those were some of the first colonies, and they were experimenting. And I want to talk about the mindset behind some of the fallen ones and what happened. So anyway, so the Earth has gone through quite a few cataclysms with major volcanoes going off, creating ice ages, meteor impact, same thing, pole shifts, things like that, where civilizations had to start over. So a lot of people say we're the fifth or the sixth generation or sixth civilization to start over here, and I think it goes back even further than that. So anyway, so you had the ancient Lyrians. They were the first colonies. A lot of experimentation going on with them. They're finding their bones and their experiments, in Antarctica and things like that. So that there's a lot of people have been talking about that. And then the second, there's another attempt, I think about 80,000 years ago. And that was the first Pleiadian colonies that came here. And we best know them as the ancient Lemuria and Atlantis or Mu. And so those colonies were created, and those brought other star nations in as well. So it wasn't just them. And there's also feline beings, fifth dimensional feline beings that were here that were humanoid feline. They looked just like a humanoid feline, like avatars or things like that. They were here as well back then. And not so much as before the pre-Diluvian or antediluvian races. They're very apparent. They're there a lot in most ancient times. So you have that group. So you have the Saurians, which are lion beings on the seventh dimension. They're about 17 feet tall. They're protectors of the gods. They're also protectors of the light workers. Those who call on them for protection, they will come in and assist. There's all kinds of Bakal, Iha. They call them Nerissa in the past. There's all kinds of different names for these beings, the Fashat, and there's three different kinds. There's fifth dimensional humanoid cat beings. There's more like upright panther beings in the sixth dimension, which are healers and protectors. And the seventh dimensional one are very powerful. And when you start dealing with these other malevolent beings, they're great to call in. You can also call in Jesus and Babaji and Mary and all the other masters, Guan Yin, to help you with this as well. And this is just a little extra punch, when you need it. So we've got those levels. We've got the Andromedans, which are seventh dimensional beings that are mythologically known as archangels, and they have magnetized light bodies. So they have these huge energy bands coming out around their backs that look like wings. And when they come into this dimension, they feather back. So they look like wings, but they really aren't. They're energy bands, and they just appear wherever they want to appear. They don't flap their wings and fly. That's just from the old programming and things of that nature. So you've got those groups in the seventh. And I said in the sixth, you have a lot of the Orion Council of Light, and those who were the ones that were victorious, they're planetary liberators, and they're helping now to liberate Earth from the same forces that they battled with. So again, I said the ancient Lyrians, they colonized the Orion system, and then they had the wars, the great wars with Maitreya and the Tall Greys and all these reptilians and all these other guys, the Sakaar and things like that. So now you've got in the fifth dimension, you've got a lot of ascended masters, very high masters. It's also in the seventh dimension, you have the masters that we know of, the known masters on the earth that went up to this, they ascended to the seventh dimension. And some are in the sixth dimension, some are in the fifth dimension. So the fifth dimension is beyond the psychic barrier, and it's beyond the astral levels, and that's in unity consciousness. So the beings from the fifth on up are benevolent. And there's a lot of people say, yeah, there's a 7D reptilian being and he came after me, or 13th dimensional. If you're not in unity consciousness and you don't see the creator in all creation, including yourself, and you're not in service, you're not going to get past the psychic barrier. And that's just the way it is. I mean, I'm going to upset a lot of people because I think it's very fashionable to say I battled a 24th dimensional reptilian and won, you know, and things like that. Well, you know, good luck with that one. You know, I totally respect the dark. I know who they are and what they're capable of and things like that. So it's not a good idea to go there. But anyway, so in the fifth dimension, you've got all these masters, all the cultures, people that transcended all cultural and religious programming. There's no more division. They're in unity consciousness. That's the fifth dimension. And you have a whole host of beings coming in from the fifth dimension. A lot of Palladians. There's a lot of Orion Council of Light beings working through the fourth and fifth dimension. The Palladians are working in the fourth, fifth, sixth, even seventh dimension. There's ascended Palladians that are coming in too as well. It's not just one. You can't pigeonhole this thing because just, you know, you can be a human here on Earth and have a seventh dimensional consciousness. So you can actually be pulling from the seventh dimension and still have a physical body. And doesn't mean you've ascended, you know, but you can pull from that and work through that, those levels. So those are the main ones. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. The Arcturians are in the sixth dimension usually, and they're helping, but they're a little more hands off. You know, they're doing the crop circles and they're real educators, and they work with they do a lot of healing work and things like that as well. I know I'm forgetting some, but I mean, there's so many names. And now you've got on the inner earth, you've got a lot of beings there as well. And they're in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. So that's what you call inner, like kind of elementals. And believe it or not, fairies do exist. We have a lot of photographs of them appearing here because the veils are very thin between worlds here. We're on a vortex. And so we get pictures of them, and they exist. A lot of them exist within the inner earth. So you've got the fairy kingdom, the elven kingdom. There's six dimensional elven beings that take care of the doors, that open the doors on the mountain, the light doors that open up and ships come in and out. They have their ships as well. So you've got those groups too. So everybody has different names for them. You've got so many other things. You've got Bigfoot, you've got the little people, the stick people. There's so many things going on, and we've seen all that here. And I want to get into the 4D stuff that's going on. So you've got all this help. All these beings are pressing in right now for the planetary liberation, the awakening, healing of Earth. Everybody calls it the Great Awakening. And this is the big picture that people are just barely touching on. And I'm listening to all these people like Gene Decode and Charlie Ward and all these other people, and they do touch on it, but they don't go into what's really on these higher levels, what's happening, what's helping. And we can all attune to these higher levels and ask for help and bring that energy in and anchor it into the earth. And a lot of us came from these other dimensions. We incarnated from the Pleiades, the Orion system, the Andromeda or Turin system. You know, we actually incarnated from there. And I'm getting a lot of the children now when we're doing work with them, we're finding out that they are coming in with nothing. I mean, they've got no paths, lives to clear. They might have a couple little childhood things to clear. And they came in straight in. You know, some came in from the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. So that's part of the plan. You know, everybody's waiting for this big contact, you know, this big invasion to happen. It already happened. It's called reincarnation, and you're it, you know. So if you're listening to this show, you're probably it. You know, you look in a mirror if you want to see an ET. That's why you're listening to shows like this and doing research like this. We're going to get these guys on the show. We're working on getting them on the show and ask them questions and try to move up a little higher and see what's going on. But anyway, this planetary shift we're going through too, we're going through this highly energized place in space. People call it the photon belt. Everybody has different names for it. And right now, this setup with the full moon and everything else and the planetary alignment, and it's ripe for big changes. And so, you know, major planetary liberation, major legal things going on, a total crash of the old system and the introduction of the new system. So I think, you know, through the end of March, there's a lot of things you're not hearing about that are happening. Massive arrests, a lot of pedophilia stuff. A lot of that stuff is all going down. A lot of rescues and getting rid of the old underground things and those negative facilities, you know. So that is going on right now. You're not going to hear it. As a matter of fact, mainstream news, they're squirming right now, and they're trying to get rid of anybody talking about this and censor them. And, you know, they're going after Q and calling it QAnon, and QAnon is not. There's Q and there's the Anons, and they're saying that the Anons would, you know, Q would say something, and the Anons would try to figure out what he's saying, and then they'd do their, add their stuff to it and everything else. Well, if you go back to what Q said, it's like spot on. It's like everything is happening that they said. When you have the Anons speaking, it's different. You know, it's they're trying to figure out, and the way the Q works is that they make you do your own research. They give you, look here, here's a suggestion, this might be happening, look here. They don't you know, give you a lot of specific details and everything else. So you're going to see this massive movement to undo them. There's like HBO specials, there's all these famous people coming out, and stars and people that trying to look like Jesus out there trying to say this isn't real, you know. So be aware of all that stuff. They're pulling out all the stops right now. You know, I saw a guy on CNN, we'll call him, we won't even say his name, but starts with an A. But he's screaming right now saying, they say I eat babies and they say I molest children and everything else, you know. And I said, well, do the research on these guys. You know, why are you wearing red shoes? You know, on and on and on. So this stuff is real. And I'm going to talk about this too. So this Confessions of an Area 51 Soldier, he talks about all this stuff and the agreements that we've made, Area 51, the ETs that are there. And these are not happy campers. I mean, these guys would just as soon stand as dead. Someone would just think nothing of doing terminal experiments on us, actually eating us. You know, you're talking about reptilians now and some very nasty beings. And unfortunately, we've worked with them. We've made agreements with them for technology, and that some very power hungry people have made those decisions, and that's coming to an end. So, you know, this is going on since Eisenhower. I guess Eisenhower didn't want to do any contracts with the Greys, but the cabal and the other guys did. So that was the biggest mistake. You know, we really need to stay away from the Greys, especially the tall Greys, the reptilians. These other guys, we need to back away. There's a lot of people say, oh, I have a reptilian lover and I have a reptilian guide and everything else. And I go, that's good for you. But, you know, wait till you say no, or wait till you get on the bad side of this entity and see what happens. You know, they're not all forgiving. They're not all loving. And they want something. They're feeding off of some energy. So there is some groups, a very small group of beings that are, I would say, there are some that are more amphibious that aren't bad. I mean, they're okay. And I think the ancient Nagals, I haven't worked with, they call them Nagalus or Nagals or something, like everybody says it differently. Some of those are actually helping to get rid of the negative ones, according to this soldier. So, which is great. I mean, I'm all for, you know, turning the bright side, but unfortunately, a lot of the reptilian beings just don't think like we do. And they're into survival, and they're into power, and into control and manipulation. And that's the way their brain functions. You know, they don't have that mammal, mammalian forehead thing going on. And that's just the way it is, you know. And a lot of people are going to get upset when I talk about this. Well, my reptilian guide, and I go, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, it's like, you know, if you want to play with those guys, go ahead. I choose not to. especially during these times right now with this big planetary liberation is going on. They're doing all they can to stay here and hang on and keep their hooks into humanity. But anyway, so these groups are being cleaned out right now, and the agreements are up, and the benevolent ones are coming in. So now the ones that have the most stock on Earth are the Palladians. They have more genetic material here in plants and animals. They're terraformers. And in even in our genes, the human experience, there's more Palladian genes than anything as far as the star nations. And so they kind of have the scepter, you know, just because they have more in the game, you know, they have more stock in the game. And so they're coming in very strong right now and putting an end to all the total rape and pillage and what's being done to the children. Mary's very big on the children. The House of Mary, which is a very large contingent. It's not just Mother Mary or Mary Magdalene. It's a very large contingent of feminine energy and beings that are saying what you're doing to the children is an atrocity. And Jesus said the same thing. And all the masters are, you know, they said, you do not harm these kids, you know. And the ultimate slap in the face to Creator is harming the children, which is why they do it. They said, we're going to take decadence to the lowest possible level. And we're going to go into drugs, and we're going to go into sexual crazy stuff. And then we're going to go all the way down to children and then eventually kill them. And that's the path these dark hearts are on. And it's real. It is real. It's out there. And that is being cleaned up. You're not hearing about it because these same groups control the mainstream media and social media. And you're going to see them disappearing and their platforms either taken down or shifting. And that's in the process right now. They're being called out for what they've been doing, and all the evidence is in. And so you're going to see that coming up here. And it's already happening, but you're going to see it become public knowledge very soon. A lot of people are going, oh, this is all conspiracy stuff. No, this is fact. This is real. It's not conspiracy. If you want to play that game and be socially engineered and critical thinking and research impaired, that's okay. But, you know, don't realize that you're just sheep, you know, and you know what happens to sheep. They get fleeced and eventually slaughtered. So it's time to stop being sheep and start being lions. You know, find your inner courage, inner lion. And these lion beings are there to help you do that. But I wanted to cover all that and tell you what's going on. So we're doing a planetary liberation right now. There's a multidimensional cleanup process happening. On the physical level, you're seeing the white hats, and you're seeing the super soldiers, and you're seeing the SEAL teams, and all these guys are all involved in this. And some are aware of the higher dimensions. Some are getting guidance from the higher dimensions, don't even know it. And some are not, you know, and that's okay. A lot of people that are covering this big shift between the old USA Inc. and USA Republic, and that are patriots and things like that, some are aware of the higher dimensional things going on, and some are not. And some are very religious, which is okay. And they want to just say it's God and Jesus, and that's okay, you know, too. But it's much bigger. The universe is much bigger than we can even fathom. And the beings that are coming here, the power that comes with them and the abilities are beyond our imagination. And this includes healing abilities too. So we're all talking about med beds, and there's levels way beyond that that are out there. So anyway, I think it's great that our technology catches up, you know, with this. But one of the themes that we're working on right now, and this is the same theme that happened in Atlantis and Lemuria, was using technology for power and wealth and control versus using it to serve humanity and the earth. And that's the same theme we're working out right now. There's a lot of people that have amassed great wealth, and they're very involved in eugenics and all this other nonsense we're experiencing. They're the driving force behind these epidemics and even the vaccines and everything else. So you need to be aware of that. If you don't do your research, if you're going to be socially engineered and critically thinking impaired, then you're going to succumb to this. because you're not paying attention. And it's sad because a lot of friends and family and very people very close to me are actually going down that path. And you know, it's like the Darwin Awards or something. And no matter what you say, no matter what you tell them, they're not going to listen. They're going to take that path. And that's their choice. They are eternal beings. They'll come back. And they may not come back to Earth because Earth is going to a whole different frequency, a whole new level. But there's at least 8 Earths that people are going to be incarnated on. So it's not, they're just out of phase from each other. But we're in that process right now. It's a multidimensional process. And I think it's time we start talking about the higher side of this and ushering it in and welcoming it and being a part of that. And channel those energies through us into everything we see and do. And this is a perfect time to do that during the spring equinox. It's make the necessary changes. The energy is coming in for justice. It's coming in for making shifts and changes in your life. Everything is coming up to heal. And some big decisions are going to be made, you know, this spring. So that's part of the process that's going on. But anyway, today we've got a question and answer period that I wanted to do. Again, everybody loved the last one, and I wanted to get all that out there. I might have answered a lot of your questions already, but there's an old saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And so know that there are malevolent, there are tricksters out there, there are beings that can just make your life hell, and we need to, all of us need to make our own personal connection with Source, Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and not depend on outside or external sources. Because even this disclosure thing that's going on, it's always going to be limited. It's going to be a controlled narrative. And if you really want to know what's happening in the universe, go within. And you're going to find out you're a multidimensional being. And you exist on a vibrational continuum, and you're going to meet all these beings, even aspects of yourself, as you expand in awareness and consciousness. And you're going to become aware of all this, the bigger picture. So you're not going to get the bigger picture through mainstream media or social media. You're not going to get the mainstream picture through Hollywood. Definitely not going to get it there. And the people that have sold their souls to these programs, you're not going to get it from them either. So it's all about critical thinking in universal law. So if people are not aligned with universal law, if they're not of a high frequency, then, you know, we need to stop following these people. We need to look at what they're attached to, who they're working with. You know, just because they're famous doesn't mean that they're in your highest and best good. And so anyway, you know, with that being said, I just want a major warning is that we're going through some real turbulent times, and we need to really develop our inner sensitivity, our BS meter, and stop being so socially engineered, and do our own critical thinking and our own research, and to find out what's really going on, and forget about, you know, the mainstream media. That's just social engineering. They all get their talking points through one thing, and they all say the same thing. That's been proven over and over again, and it's just a massive mind control thing. So we need to kind of toss that out and do other research into other things. But the main thing is drop in the heart, focus on love and joy and bliss, the higher frequencies, raise your frequency and heal the past, release wounds and traumas from wrong conclusions from past experience, release that. And you have all you need within you to do that. You just need to go within and ask. And there's some techniques that we teach here, self-mastery techniques and healing techniques and protection techniques. And those are all in the books. They're in the main 4 books, Reunion with Source, The Ultimate Soul Journey, Becoming Gods, and The Anunnaki Return. All of that has that information in it and teaches you. The first books have a lot more, the first two. So have everything else in them. So check those out if you need it. And on our website, it's free. The healing techniques are on our website. So you can go there and check it out. But again, it's a power tool. You got to plug it in. You know, it's not something you just say. You got to make your connection and call that in and use it, you know, to do this. So on that note, I want to start taking some questions. I really felt I needed to get this information out, and because it's filling in a lot of blanks that we're not hearing, you know, with the other groups. And I totally support the other groups and what they're doing. We just want to give a little bigger perspective on what's happening. So my lovely assistant, Kathy, here is going to read some questions, and we're going to see if we can get some answers.
Are Nagas benevolent?
Yeah, the Nagas.
More information.
Okay. I have not met the Nagas, and so I usually talk about beings I've met and dealt with. And I have not met them yet. I have met some beings that were more amphibious beings, and I've met a being that was actually protecting me that was kind of a hybrid, and it was quite interesting. And he was assigned a tech, and he was, I don't know what he was, but he had green and brown skin, kind of patchy, and so I let him hang around for a while because he said he was there to protect me, and I never felt anything negative about him, and I felt it was sincere. I haven't met them yet, so, but historically they are beings that they seem to be some kind of tied into some kind of serpent or reptilian energy, but they just want to be left alone. Mainly, they don't want to be bothered by a lot of this nonsense going on. And I've heard they're very advanced beings, and they're helping out. You know, so that's what I've heard. I can't tell you. I haven't experienced them firsthand.
Have you seen a med bed?
Yeah, the med beds. I have not seen a med bed. I've seen some other technologies I can't talk about yet. And I have it on some very high authority that they do exist, that they do have these beds. There are a lot of people out there that I think some are really trying to get a hold of these things. And there's some people out there that are just collecting a whole lot of money and don't have anything yet. And they need to come clean with that. So, and you know, like in all this stuff, it's just a big mix. But I've asked people that I know that are very high up about the med beds, and they said yes, they do exist. You know, the elite definitely have these things. So I'm not sure when they're going to be on Earth, but I think we have to go through this shift first. We have to, the cabal and the guys, the people, the war on disease profiteers have to fall, and I think they are going to fall here pretty soon, and then all those new technologies will come out. They're here now. Some of them are already here and they're ready to be released, but they're just waiting timing wise.
Commander Val offered assistance to us, but through our leaders, knowing our leaders, it would seem that the Cadians would know that. And why would they just offer it to us?
I think Commander Val was a Venusian or something like that. And he has a ship And I haven't met with him. I don't know if he exists or not, you know, so I can only talk about my own personal experience. But what's happening is, as far as your leadership, and this is going to really upset a lot of people, but nothing is what you think it is. So there's an alliance that has been made with certain people in Russia, certain people in China, definitely Trump, India. Very, very powerful people on the highest levels. And they're all working together to put an end to this cabal. And they have their own deep states, and they're cleaning up those as well. So this global elite thing is being cleaned up on a mass scale. And the Pleiadians and the higher dimensional beings are working through them, as well as masters, Guan Yin and others have actually appeared to these leaders. And so there's a lot going on behind the scenes. A huge alliance is formed. And what happens is this time they have to do it. They have to go there. The ones that are going to continue with the unbridled greed and control and everything else, those people are not frequency specific to the planet. And they're going to lose their lives, their incomes, everything. They're going to end up losing everything because they're not frequency specific, and they're operating outside of universal law, and karma, action, reaction, all that is being accelerated. Everything is being revealed. So their time is up, and they're going to have a really hard time. Their only way out is to do a total 180 shift and shift into the awakening healing process. And, you know, the awakening healing, everything, you know, to put their assets or resources into that and get some good karma going, because if they don't, they take themselves out. I mean, just action, reaction, karma. So that's all being accelerated. That's what these energies do.
Do the masters come and talk to you during meditation or dreams?
As far as the masters talking to me, there's like an open dialogue, and trick is figuring out who is who, you know? And so I always do clearance first and clear out the ones I don't shouldn't be talking to by utilizing the masters and the higher dimensional beings. And then I talk to whoever's left, but they show me things in dreams and visions and meditations, and just every day while I'm working, I'm doing everyday work. Anything that's monotonous or, you know, repetitive, I get in that state, and they're coming in just walking, you know, doing an intention walk in the field of dreams. There are things like that. They're always here. They've been with me all my life. As a kid, I had conversations with them. I didn't know who they were till now. It's just constant. It's like, when are they not talking to me? Is a better question.
Jenna has a guide who is a huge golden male lion with blue eyes. She's wondering where he's from.
Yeah, if he's a big golden lion, they come from Sirius as their main house right now. And Sirius is known as the protectors of the gods. It's like, and they also are in Lyra. They were in ancient Lyra as well. And they're explorers. They go everywhere they're needed. And so they're very needed on Earth right now. So they're here. But I'm glad I love these guys. I have one named Bacall that comes to me, and he's really goofy, and he's this big golden lion. And he's very goofy because they're so intimidated, because they're 17 feet tall. They're huge. And if you have fear or anything else, or you're afraid of your own courage or whatever, you'll have problems with it. So when they first come, they'll act real goofy and do stupid things and goofy things just so you can handle it, because they're very powerful. They will take care of business, you know.
People were also wondering if you could talk about the panther beings a little bit.
Oh, the panther beings. Okay, so the panther beings are, they're about 12 to 14 foot tall. They look almost kind of like pink panther in a way, a little different. Their energies are kind of like that pinkish orange when they come in. And they're very protective, and they're healers. They have incredible healing. Khan came here, and he's a Taoist from Japan, and took some beautiful pictures of them appearing up on Lemurian Hill there to him. So we have a lot of photographs of them coming in. Cha is one that he works with, and that comes to the ranch quite a bit. And so there's, you know, they're beautiful beings. They're very good at healing and protection.
Who is Kazekiel?
Yeah, Kazekiel. Kazekiel is the kind of like the soul matrix of Ezekiel of old, who merged with Kasia, a feminine energy, and they ascended to the seventh dimension. And so Kazekiel is both male and female. It's a merge of the two together. And I asked the Andromedans who Kazekiel was, and they told me, they referred to Kazekiel as the god of eternal bliss. So you find yourself just laughing for no reason and things like that. A lot of times that's that energy. It's that pure bliss energy coming from seventh dimension. And I've been working with Kazekiel most of my life, and I didn't know who he was. And actually, Khan took a beautiful picture of him, and he looks like a big golden ball of energy, and there's wings coming up off the energy. And we have that photograph as well.
I'm getting a lot of questions about the vaccine. Do you think all the vaxxers are doomed? Will all those taking the vaccine not ascend? Will they be mind controlled beyond their awareness? And also, what do you think about Trump supporting the vaccine?
Yeah. It's there's so many things on that. Probably get banned off of talking about the vaccines. But personally, I wouldn't go near that with a 10-foot pole. It's not a vaccine. It's an experiment. It's a gene modifier, and other things are in there, nano stuff, and just there's It's not in your highest best good. First of all, it doesn't make you immune. If you get the vaccine, you're not immune to the COVID, you know. Second of all, you have to still wear a mask. Third of all, you still have to social distance. You can't jump on the planes like everybody thinks they can and fly to other countries. I'm going, what's the benefit in it? And what's the benefit in putting something that foreign that's going to totally alter your DNA and forever and until the next thing that comes around, and then it's going to go crazy in your system. The next flu or anything that comes around, it's going to go nuts. And there's more to that. I mean, you have to do research on that, but I'm trying to figure out what's the benefit, you know, what's, and it's not, it's now they say the med beds can fix that. And there's other technologies that can actually, you know, but I don't know if you can rewrite your DNA once that's changed or your RNA. It's like, why they call them MR, they're modified. They modify your RNA. So why, I don't know why anybody, I'm just saying, what's the benefit of doing that? And what's the end goal? And they're already having some very, very serious side effects, even death from it in very high numbers that they're not telling you about. But the CDC even has it up on their site. And the CDC just said that masks don't work. And they said that COVID is less than a flu. And so you have a 90, I think it's a 99.8% or 7% of surviving the flu or having being asymptomatic or not having any symptoms at all. And they said it's like a mild flu on the CDC website. So why would you inject yourself and change your RNA and put and be an experiment? Another thing too is if you die, your life insurance is not good because you just participated in an experimental, it's not a vaccine, a modifier. So check it out. Your life insurance is no good if you got the vax. And I don't know what it's going to do for your health insurance because it's not approved by the FDA. And so therefore you just, you know, subject yourself to an experiment. And so the consequences of which you probably aren't, they're definitely not covered in life insurance. So I just said, why do it? You know what? Tell me why. I'm trying to figure out, other than the lamestream news is pumped you full of so much fear and control mechanisms and everything else. Tell me one other reason, you know, if you do any research whatsoever for doing it, it makes no sense.
Do you think JFK Jr. is alive?
JFK Jr., is he alive? People asked me that before, and let's say if he is alive, he'll announce himself in the proper time. Put it that way. Some things you just, I'm leaving. There's a lot of information I've been given from the higher dimensions that would interfere if I gave them out ahead of time. So I can't talk about it. So in the right timing, you'll, you know, it's, that's under their control. I'm not going to jeopardize anything by saying. But just follow your heart. What does your heart tell you?
Do you think Trump is still our president?
Oh, is Trump still our president? Okay, here's something. This is just 101. If somebody steals something from you, you arrest the thief and you get what's yours, it returned to you, right? I mean, that's universal law. Universal law is coming and it's pressing in hard right now. So basically, when you do the math and you look at the fraud and all the other nonsense that went down, you know, he won about 80% of the vote, basically. So where this is going to turn out, I think he's still in charge. He's still on Air Force One. He's still riding the helicopters. He's still having meetings. The military is looking towards him. They're not looking towards Biden. There's a whole lot of things, clues there that'll tell you. You know, he's definitely, you know, Biden's definitely not in the White House, you know, so that'll tell you a lot, although they're trying to fake it. But just watch for clues, you know, you'll see what's going on. But you know, I am not sure legally. Yes, I would say legally, yes. When we get done with all this stuff, yes, he would be, he actually won and whether he's going to accept reinstatement. I think we're going to go through a whole different system. We're going to go out of USA Inc. into the Republic, and there may be others that might step up to the plate that are awesome. And or he might step up to the plate again. I don't know. I don't know if he's even fully made that decision, but he is still working very hard on our behalf and to expose these things and clean up the deep state and finish his promises.
Please tell us about the Elohim.
The Elohim. The Elohim are beings that, okay, in the beginning, if there was a beginning, this is really hard because time doesn't exist on that level, but let's say the original Big Bang, whatever you want to call it, that was the source bending in on itself. And there's a tremendous explosion of light. And out of that were the creator beings that were created. And they're endowed with the same abilities and of the creator itself. It's like they were microcosms of the macrocosm. They had access to all creation, could create and everything else. They didn't incarnate. They stayed in that level. And so they're extremely advanced beings. They're very involved with creation. So these beings were created, then they created the suns, and the suns birthed out planets, and then the planets formed a crust, and then it goes on and on and on through the elements up to where we are now. A lot of people think that we're the most advanced civilizations on the in this galaxy, and there's 200, I think there's about 500 billion galaxies that they've found now, with 200 billion suns in our Milky Way system alone. So there's beings out there that are billions of years ahead of us. Some of these beings are pure consciousness and energy, like the Elohim. Some beings have magnetized light bodies, which are like the Andromedans. They have a holographic universe, a light universe. Their ships are light ships and things like that. Some beings are pure energy. They have energy ships. They live in that dimension. And some beings are less dense physical, and they're operating just out of phase from us, you know. So now their worlds are physical to them. They have different realities, different laws. They're more expanded, more, but it's like this, like a table, this table here. If I take my hand and I touch this table, the only reason I can touch this table is my body is on the same frequency as this table. So how advanced am I? You know, I'm resonating at the same frequency as this table, but my body is, I'm a multidimensional being. So I have a body, I have a personality, I have a mental body, an emotional body, I have an astral body, I have an etheric body, I have my I am body, my God self body, my cosmic body, all the way back to the source. And everybody has different names for that. So anyway, if you're in the fourth dimension, everything on that fourth dimension is at the same frequency you are. So it's just as physical, but the third dimension would not be physical to you. Same thing with the fifth dimension. They have a physical reality that's physical to their frequency. And so it goes on and on up through the dimensions, and they're more unlimited. And that's the best way I can explain that.
Please, James, tell us about the shadow people.
Oh, shadow people. Again, with the energies coming in, with the frequencies rising, it's the veils between worlds are coming down. We're seeing the shadow beings. There's so many different shadow beings. There's like the hag. There's the guy with the big black hat. There's goat-headed beings. There's astral beings. There's disfigured human beings that are manifesting in the astral level. Poltergeist, all that stuff is going on. And so as the veils come down and get thinner, you're going to start seeing a lot of things that have been all around you all the time, but you just didn't know they were there. And they might not have been interfacing or affected you because they're in a different realm, but the veils are coming down. And it's really important to understand is that these beings may not have a physical body, but they do have a mental body, an emotional body. And so a lot of your thoughts aren't even yours. And a lot of your emotions aren't yours as well. So it's important to learn how to heal any unseen negative influences and create sacred space, because they will jump into your friends, your family, your lovers, and make your life hell if you don't know how to clear these energies. And when you choose a partner, choose wisely, because they will come through that partner and just make your life hell. And if they're not strong enough to keep their own energies clear, you know, it becomes a mess. So it's all about frequency and hanging out with people that are frequency specific to you and on the same path, you know.
Please explain non-organic consciousness.
Non-organic consciousness, God, there's so much of it. I mean, there's silicon-based beings. There's crystalline beings. Again, I said there's energy beings. There's magnetized light beings. And they're there. They're all around us. And we have those bodies within us. So as we expand in awareness, we connect with our multidimensional selves and those energy bodies, light bodies, and pure conscious bodies and Merkabas and things like that. So that's all within us. And so there are conscious. There's a lot of them. Most of them, the higher beings are all benevolent, but there are some malevolent ones that are, you know, in the shadows, you might say, that you want to be aware of.
What can people do to help with the ascension flu?
Oh, the ascension flu. I tell you what's really weird is that there's multiple things going on. One, we're getting slammed with the damn chemtrails. And that's creating these flu-like upper respiratory problems and muscle pain and joint pain and everything else. That's really a mess. And then we've got our bodies trying to adapt to the new frequencies. And you have a lot of the same symptoms. You know, you have your body is getting rid of the toxins and things like that. And the toxic energies around you as well, they're affecting you. So it's real important to eat light, drink a lot of water, pure water. Yeah, eat really close to the earth, and also too, do cleanses, do foot baths, do whatever you can to cleanse your body, to help your body get through these changes, and mainly heal any unseen, any old wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience. Clear those out, and that's going to raise your frequency as well. But your physical body has to adapt to these changes, and it's going to go through a lot of challenges. There's sometimes I thought I was going to die the next morning. I go, okay, well, if I die, I die. And I wake up, I'm fine. And it's just going through one of these gates or shifts or whatever. So, yeah, basically it's all about, you know, right thinking, right eating, you know, right action, all that stuff.
Have you interacted with time travelers or future humans?
Time travelers and future humans. I tell you what, the Pleiadians have time travel capabilities. Most everybody in the fifth dimension have that ability. They can go forward or backward in time. So that's pretty natural. We can do that ourselves. We can go out of body and jump forward or backward in time. I've had a lot of interactions. I've had a lot of bilocation experiences as well. But I haven't. There are some people that say they're coming back from the 24th century or things like that. And who knows, maybe I have talked to one, but they didn't announce it. So I've heard about these guys, but I don't think time is fixed. You know, there's as many timelines as there are humans, you know, because we're all creating our own reality as we go. But there's a collective timeline that we're all on, that we're going in a certain direction. And that can change through divine intervention or just personal choice. Yeah, you know, so
how do we help the collective as a whole right now?
How do we what now?
How do we help the collective as a whole right
now? Okay, how do we help the collective as a whole? Like today's a great day to just meditate, do clearings. I think the clearings are so important, and it's on our website. And and we'll have to end off this question because we're out of time. But it's again, it's all about frequency. It's about releasing the past, releasing your old grudges, your old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, any fears. Get back into universal law, which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. That's what universal law is all about. And transcend all the cultural and religious programs and get into unity consciousness. And that's the most important thing. That's how we can help and be an example. I remember one Babaji said that one time. He said the best thing you can do for the planet is live a thoroughly loving, joyous, abundant life. So what he's saying is live by example. And so that's really important, is that we be an example to others. And, you know, the old saying, take the beam out of your own eye before, you know, you take the splinter out of the eye of another, or whatever. I can't remember. But we really need to focus on ourselves. And there's an old saying, what CI am I? And that is partly true. It is true, because if you couldn't recognize it, unless it was within yourself. But, you know, a lot of people are using that as a shame thing. And so you can't look at evil or anything else. Well, evil existed before I incarnated, and it's going to be here after I incarnate. There's a big difference between evil and positive and negative. And those are just energies, charges. And so it does exist. We need to acknowledge it. We need to set necessary boundaries and focus on universal law until it's gone, you know, and learn how to maintain our own self-authority. So anyway, that's the last question I can take. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I hope this was helpful to people. Again, it's so important right now to focus on love and joy and bliss, and make that your center, and make that and connect to the source, and use that and do clearing work and healing work. The best thing you can do right now is to participate in groups that are healing the planet, that are clearing ourselves out. Anything we can do to bring in more love and light and joy and bliss and more abundant to the world, you know, that's basically what we need to do, you know, just personally and as a whole. And really take care of yourself right now. Be kind to yourself. That's the biggest thing. A lot of spiritual people are so much in service to others that they forget about themselves. So be kind to yourself. Make sure and take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of others. So anyway, on that note, we're going to end, and keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and all will be well. And just realize you're on a journey and you're eternal, and have fun with this, because it's going to be exciting. And there's an old saying, gods don't do boring things. So anyway, we all chose this e-ticket for these times, and we have abilities that we need to bring forward, you know, to help others and help ourselves through these times. So anyway, have a great evening. James Gillen signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio, and He Said He's Stargate. Have a great evening. And we're going to have some great upcoming guests, so stay tuned. We're working on getting a lot of these people that are working on the Planetary Liberation Program. So stay tuned to the show, and we'll see you next Saturday. Have a great evening.